The 107th Psalm. The 107th Psalm. The Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. And He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contained the counsel of the Most High. Therefore He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought. God delivers again. God delivers again. As we look at the text here, and we see the psalmist as he's writing in verse 1, he says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." The reason God's good, he said, is because of that mercy that He has every day. Because that His mercy endureth forever. And because He is such a merciful, enduring God, He's a good God today. He's a loving God and a caring God. You say, "Well, preacher, He's also a God of persecution." I want to say, if we on God's side, God will help us even in the times of persecution. Even in the trials, a time of trials and conviction, He's still a perfect and a loving God. And I'm thankful today that God is a delivering God. God delivers again, amen. How many times in your life can you look back at the times that God has delivered you again? He's brought you out, praise the Lord. As we look in the text here, in the 107th Psalm, these 43 verses here, we see 44 times that He mentions the distresses. And we see 4 times that He mentions the praises. I want to say today that when we love God and we begin to reciprocate that love that He has for us, He begins to bless us and help us so that we can praise Him just a little bit more. I don't know about you, but when you get beat down, when you get discouraged, if you just get the praise of the Lord, thanking you for what He's done for you in days gone by, I believe it helps our heart, and God revives us again. He stirs in our soul and gives us, praise God, to go yonder one more time, and God might deliver us again. Amen. Sometimes the devil gets us down and gets us in a place of discouragement, but I'm glad there's a God that we serve that's an encouraging God. Amen. He said, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." How many times has the enemy had you around the throat? How many times it seemed like the old devil's trying to beat you down and crush you down and mash you down? But praise God, along comes the Lord Jesus Christ and kicks the old devil off of you. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise God, that merciful God, that loving God, the God that we serve, praise God, He comes along just in time, praise the Lord, for a child of the King, praise the Lord, and He lifts us up, praise God, gets the devil off our back and gives us the power and the strength from the throne of grace. His power. He's the only one that has the power, praise God, to deliver us again. Amen. Now, we may get discouraged. We may get discouraged and think, well, you know, things ain't going right. There's some situations in our hearts There's some situations in our homes. There's some situations that seems too past understanding. They seem too difficult to handle. And as we talk about in Sunday school class, we begin to worry about those things. We begin to fret and say, Lord, is there any hope? But I want to say just about the time that this old flesh begins to give up. Praise God, God will deliver again. He'll come down to where we're at, praise the Lord, and He'll bring us up out of our defeat. He'll bring us up out of our discouragement, praise God, and He'll deliver us again. But God says when we begin to be delivered, amen, we need to begin to praise Him. Praise the Lord. Have you ever thought maybe praise the Lord? If we keep an attitude of praise toward God, it might keep us out of that place of discouragement. It might keep us out of that hard place that we might have to go through. And you say, well, preacher, we probably still have to go through hard places. We may still have to go through hard places, but we go out through there with a shout and not a pout. Amen. Praise God. Ready to shout and praise God on the other side. He said, well, preacher, you know what my home's like. You know, I don't know everything about everybody, but I know every one of us, it's not a family that don't suffer some kind of circumstances, some kind of difficulty in your life and in your home, in your situation. But I want to say there's a delivering God. And man, we just put our faith and trust in Him. He will deliver again, praise God. Why? Because that's what He does. Amen. One day there'll be that ultimate deliverance. Praise the Lord. He says that He gathers them up. Amen. Verse 3. The enemy tries to make us think that there's nobody that cares for you. You know who our enemy is? I preached on that a while back. Our enemy ain't those people around us. Our enemy is the devil and the demons of hell. Amen. It's not mama, it's not daddy, it's not the children. Praise God, but our enemy is the devil. Praise the Lord. We need to recognize that the enemy, but He said He hath redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. He gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. Amen. What's that saying to me and you? Praise God. That God is a delivering God. Amen. Listen, this morning, you may think it's a lost cause. You may think there's no use to hope anymore. You may think that you've got loved ones, family, children. Praise God, it's gone too far. I want to say glory be to God. God's a delivering God. He knows exactly where they're at this morning, and He knows exactly how to get to them. Amen. And if we pray in faith, believe in glory be to God, I believe God's going to go to the north and the south and the east and the west. Praise God. He's going to search them out. He's going to find them out. And He's going to save them by His marvelous grace. Amen. Somebody asked me here a while back, we was talking about enlarging the parking lot. And somebody, wasn't a member of church here, he said, but hey, preacher, how many you got? I said, well, we got about... most time we have right around 70 on Sunday mornings. He said, well, you got plenty of room for parking that. Why are you enlarging the parking lot? I said, because me and the men got to talking, praise God, and we're expecting to need more parking. Amen. We're expecting, praise God, to deliver again, amen. We're expecting the door to bust open. We're expecting children, praise God, loved ones come marching through the door, sit down beside mama and daddy, sit down beside grandma and papa, and worship God Almighty like they ought to. Amen. Say, why do you? I'm expecting, praise God, God to deliver again those that's gone, those that's out to cast off to the east and the west, the north and the south. And to gather them up. Amen. I'm looking for Him to gather them up, praise God, and herd them in. Praise the Lord. You said, preacher, you've got high expectations. It's not too high for my God. Amen. My God's able to go to them and get them where they're at, praise God, and bring them down to the house of God. Save them by His marvelous grace for His glory. Man said, so they was scattered out. Amen. They wandered in the wilderness. In a solitary way. They thought they were. They're out there. We've got loved ones out there all by themselves. Amen. Now listen to me. If they're lost without God, they ain't got no hope. They ain't got no help. Amen. The old devil's trying to drag them down the wrong road. The devil's trying to destroy them. Amen. Because he could care nothing. He could care less about humanity. He hates humanity because we are God's treasure. We are created in the likeness and image of our God. And he don't like us because he don't like God. He wants to raise up. He wants to be higher than God. And he thinks that by destroying me and you and our loved ones, that he can get ahead of God. But I want to say, praise God, he's a God of glory that loves me and you, praise God. He loves us, and praise God. He takes care of us. He's promised to be there for us. And he's after those loved ones. He's seeking us. He's seeking those that are lost. Amen. Now notice the Bible doesn't say that they're seeking him because they're lost. Hello? Amen. See, we've got this preconceived idea that one day they'll just come to themselves and they'll say, hey, listen, I guess I better get up there to the house of God. I guess I need to get saved. But I want to say there's a God of heaven, amen, that's made preparations. He sent the Holy Ghost of God to move upon her heart, and praise God, and to stir them in the depths of their soul that they might see the need to be saved. That's the way we get in. When the Holy Ghost of God stirs in her heart. Amen. We ought to be praying the Holy Ghost of God upon them. Amen. We ought to be praying, say, Lord, I know they're out there all by themselves. They have no one to help them. But God, please send the Holy Ghost of God to stir in their soul. Help them realize that they're lost and need a Savior. Amen. That he might deliver them from themselves. They're ensnared. Timothy said they're ensnared in the trap of the devil. They don't even realize who's got a hold of them. Pray, oh God, amen, you know where they're at. Go out there, Lord God Almighty, open that trap and set them free. Amen. He said, preacher, you believe God really do that? God delivers again, praise God, out of their distresses. I want you to notice that's not singular. You say, oh devil, come. I know devil's walked through here already. He said, well, preacher, you just don't know what kind of trouble my people's in. You don't know what all our folks is doing. You don't know what all they've done. You don't know what they're into. Amen. I don't. I'm glad I don't. It worry me to death. Just like it's worrying you to death. But I want to say God Almighty knows where they're at. And He knows what they need. And He's there to deliver them out of all their distresses. Amen. He said He just won't bring them out of one thing. Amen. He won't just bring them out of the drug addiction. He won't just bring them out of the fornication. He won't just bring them out of, but praise God, He'll deliver them from all those things that distress them, that bring them low, praise God. Glory. He said He'd deliver them out of all of them. God delivers again. Amen. Praise the Lord, when we begin to believe, glory be to God, we begin to pray the power of God down upon them, pray the Holy Ghost of God to find them where they're at. He knows where they're at. He's on their trail, praise God. But help them to have the soundness of mind. And when the Holy Ghost of God begins to think that they'll recognize who it is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe God will give us a little opportunity to plant a seed. Said, you know what? He said, preacher, what can I say to them? I've talked to them till I'm blue in my face and it don't seem to do no good. They're still in all these distresses. They're still going all these wrong ways. Well, maybe instead of trying to talk them in, maybe we just need to love them in. Amen. I say, when they say, start unloading all their problems on you. All these difficulties and begin to tell you all their excuses. Hello? Amen. Just say, you know what? I don't know nothing about all that, but I just want to tell you that I love you and that Jesus loves you too. Amen. I don't know how you got in the mess you're in. I don't know why you're in the mess yet. I don't know how to fix you. I don't know how to help you out. But praise God, Brother Kevin said, I just want to tell you I love you and that Jesus loves you too and He's able to do that for you. Let me have all your distresses. Bring you up out of all that trial, those problems, those addictions, those things, praise God, that you've been entrapped in. Deliver you, praise God. Because they're wandering around in a wilderness in a solitary way. And there's no city. Have no place to dwell. How many people do you know I've got loved ones, I've got family members that don't have a place to live. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, they don't have homes? They got homes here on earth. But they have no continuing city. Amen. They got a little ray of hope right now, praise God, because they got a roof over their head. But they have no continuing city. They have no continuing hope because their hope is not rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our hope is in the one, praise God, that delivers us and gives us the hope down in our souls. At peace through eternity. So they're lost all by themselves. They're out there wandering around. I won't say this morning, it ought to break our heart. Amen. For these folks that we in our church, just the ones of you that I know that's got lost loved ones that's out there in the world that's lost, that's undone without God. They're wandering around and all by themselves without any help at all. Amen. See, I can't help them. You can't help them till they realize they need help. Amen. When they realize they need help, then they can find hope. Amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ. But they have to come to a place they realize that they got nobody, that they got no place. The Bible says they're hungry and they're thirsty. Hungry and thirsty, you mean they need some physical nourishment. We got to have physical nourishment. We need food, but we need soul food. Amen. He says their soul fainteth in them. Their soul is starved out, praise God, by the things that they're running after in this world, and they can't find peace, they can't find happiness, they can't find joy. But I want to say God will deliver again. He'll give them all those things that they're searching for when they begin to search for them with all their heart. But he said, we can't understand it. They searching after, but they can't find. He goes on in verse 26, and he said, they mount up to the heaven, and they go down to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. Amen. They try to get way up here and then they go way down here and they're just like a roller coaster. That's their life. God never intended for our life to be like a roller coaster. Amen. We'll have highs and we'll have lows. But praise God, when we're trusting in the Lord, He's that'll calm us out. He's that'll calm the waters. He's that'll give us peace and joy and happiness and contentment. Amen. I'm glad we serve a delivering God. Praise His holy name. He said, verse 27, said, they reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. How many people you know like that? Huh? They're just confused. They're distraught. They just don't understand. Amen. But I want to say God delivers them. He'll deliver them out of all their distresses. Praise God. He'll give them that calmness, that peace of mind. Those that's hungry and thirsty, He'll deliver. Look over at Matthew chapter 5. Remember Matthew chapter 5? As the Lord's speaking to these on the Sermon on the Mount, He begins to speak to them in verse 3. He opened His mouth, verse 2, and taught them, saying, verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When we realize spiritually, praise God, that we have nothing without God. Praise the Lord. He said, then we get the Spirit of God that gives us all that we need to be the part of the kingdom of heaven. He said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. When our heart is broken, and we realize, praise God, there's got to be something better than this. We want it for ourselves. We want it for our children. We want it for our family. We want it for our home. And we weep and we mourn and we cry out and say, oh God, it has to get better. Amen. And we trust on Him to deliver again and make it better where we are. Amen. You believe God can?
Amen.
Amen. God's able, praise the Lord. If we'll trust Him, He's able to take those that mourn and give them comfort through the Comforter. That's what will comfort us today, the Comforter. He said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Who are the meek? Those that just come humbly before God and realize, praise the Lord, that everything that we've been doing, everything that we've tried is for naught, praise the Lord, but that we just need God Almighty to deliver us again. out of all our distresses. Amen. Those things that have caught us up. Amen. Goes on verse 6. And blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Ephesians 5:18 says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. To be overflowed, praise God, with the goodness of God. To seek and desire it. He said, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Those are hungry to do right. Those are thirsty to do right in the eyes of God. I come to a conclusion a long time ago that I'm not going to be able to please everybody all the time. Amen? We can't do it, Brother David. We're not able to please everybody all the time. It didn't take me long. Hey, as pastor of this church, it didn't take me long when I first come here to realize that I can't even adjust that thermostat and make everybody in here happy. Amen? Amen. The first 3 months here, I'd run that thing up and down like a yo-yo. I'd come in a service and boy, I was here. I wanted to make everybody happy. I wanted to please everybody. I'd run it up to 76. Boy, Miss Margie was a shouting and praising the Lord. I'd run it down to 69. Somebody else would get up to praise. Yeah, boy, it's better now. But I think we wore one plumb out. 3 months. Finally, I said, you know what? There's got to be a better way. So I set that thing, Brother Chris, on 71 degrees. Amen. And I said, you know, this is where it's going to stay. And so you know what happened? See, I couldn't please everybody all the time. I can't please everyone all the time. But we can find a happy medium, praise God, where we love each other, we come together, and we set it up, praise God, for the glory of God. And somebody said, you know what? It's a little cool in the church house. I'll bring me a sweater. I'll wear long sleeves. Amen. Somebody else says, well, said, I'll just wear my short sleeve shirt in the wintertime. I want to be comfortable. Amen. Praise God. And we come together in oneness and unions, praise God. And we worship the Lord, we praise His name, and we ain't had a problem since. Amen. Amen. And I know sometimes you get up in the choir loft, amen, and it's warmer up there because heat rises. And when you get to singing, the average person puts off 4 BTUs of heat an hour. Some of us probably more than others. Amen. So it warms up. Amen. We get uncomfortable. But hey, listen, you just leave it up here with me and then I've got to preach in it. Amen. You warm it up, you heat it up for me. Well, that's all right. Praise be to God. Because the Lord, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, He said, they shall be filled. We forget about the things that that would come between us, that would keep us from worshiping, serving the Lord, and being a part of what God would want us to be for the glory of His name. Amen. We come together with one purpose and one attitude and unity, amen, to work and praise God. Amen. And we come to get filled. I hope you come to pull up to the table. Amen. I hope you come to, amen, every time you come to the house of God, say, Lord, just give me that you'd have me to have. Fill me with overflowing, Lord. Give me that down in my soul. But I pray every time that the Lord just open the heart of my door, praise God, and just open up the storehouse of heaven and just pour me full. Amen. So when I go out of here shouting and praising God, satisfied. You know, my Lord's never dissatisfied me. Amen. Why? Because He delivers again every time, praise God. I come to the house of God expecting something. He never disappoints me. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's always fulfilled His promise. And He says, goes on verse 7, Matthew 5, He said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. See, I believe we're a people. We don't look down our nose at nobody. Amen. We love each other. We care for each other. We lift up each other. No matter where we're at, no matter the circumstances, praise God. We don't belittle each other, but we lift each other up. Amen. We help each other in their distresses, praise God. Praise the Lord, as God is working on them, we come alongside them and help them, amen, to come out of that distress, amen, and be impressed with who we are as helpers of the Lord. Encouragers in Christ. Merciful, amen. Why? Because we serve a merciful God. Bless the old name. He said, those that are merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I wonder how our heart is. So we need to examine our heart. Amen. Whether you're merciful. Whether your heart's pure. Why you do what you do when you do it. Amen. You do it for the glory of God. You do it because God, the Almighty, lives inside you and He helps you so much. Amen. He delivers you again and you want to help in the deliverance of others to bring them out. Amen. So God blesses us. And He says, blessed are the peacemakers. For they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers. Do you like peaceful situations? Amen. I don't know about you. I don't like a bunch of turmoil all the time. I don't like it. I stay away from it. I run from it. I don't like it. Sometimes we have to deal with it. But I don't like it. I like peace. I like to have harmony. Amen. It takes away the stresses. It takes away the distresses. Amen. God delivers again, and He gives us peace. He makes us peacemakers. You know what a peacemaker is? He's that one that loves the brethren. That loves brothers and sisters. Christ. We love each other, and we try to encourage each other, help each other. Praise God. We keep the peace. Amen. We keep the peace. And He said, they shall be called the children of God. But He said, He goes on verse 10, He said, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Those that's persecuted for righteousness' sake, those say, well, preach, did you see them? Who do they think they are? Praise God, I don't think I'm nobody, just a child of the King. Amen. Pressing on for the God of glory, realizing that God's delivered again. This old sinner boy, praise God, and put my feet upon a solid path. Amen. Give me love down in my heart, praise God, compassion for souls, that I might see souls saved, praise God. The world won't like it. Be persecuted for righteousness' sake. But He said, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Those are the ones that's at peace with God. Those are the ones delivered again. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said they was hungry and thirsty and their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble and He delivered them out of their distresses. Verse 7 of Psalms 107, He says this, and He led them forth by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. Amen. He said He led them, forth by the right way. You know what? They still are right and a wrong way today. But I want to say the best way is the Jesus way. If you go the Jesus way, you'll be in the right way. Praise the Lord. Place of habitation. Verse 8, He said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Why? Because God has delivered again. But see, what happens if we ain't careful, we get caught up in distresses after a little while. Get caught up in distresses. But He said, He satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. Amen? I want to say goodness overcomes the distresses. Goodness overcomes the anxiety that we have in the world today when we try to show kindness one to another. I thought about this. And my mind's probably messed up. But Brother Rex, if I come along and I can show a little love and a little kindness and a little compassion to one of yours, maybe somebody will come along and show a little love and kindness and compassion to one of mine. Amen. Mine might not want to listen to me. They might hear you. Amen. They might hear you and that they might plant that seed that'll make a difference in their life. That they become that longing soul that looking at sin. You know, they've got to be something better, something more desirable. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. What would happen if we put in these young'uns' heart? Praise God that there's nothing no more better, no more desirable. I know that's not good English, but praise God, it sure feels good. Than just knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, the free pardon of sin, and have that blessed hope of security in ages to come. World without end. Having that longing in our soul. Filling the hungry soul with goodness. Overflowing us, amen, with the good things of God. Praise the Lord. He said, such as sit in darkness and shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. It don't take long to get from praising the Lord to get caught back up, does it? Because they rebelled against the words of God and contained the counsel of the Most High. They despised the counsel of God. We can't, when we disallow God's Word and we try to go on our own, it ain't going to take long. It won't be very long at all till the old devil will take us down the wrong road. Lead us in the path of distresses. Amen. You ever think maybe you put yourself in those places of distresses? He said, therefore he brought down their heart with labor, and they fell down, and there was none to help. You ever feel that way? That there's nobody there to help you in your time of distresses? But he says in verse 3, he said, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Amen. He said they cried out. When we get to a place that we cry out, God will deliver us out of our distresses. When we realize that we're in trouble, amen, that we need somebody, we need a deliverer. Praise God. But you know how to stay out of trouble. You know how to keep this from happening to us. See, it happens time and time again. We get caught up and we end up in distresses. But God says, He said four times He mentions the distresses, but four times He mentions the praising of God. Deliverance in praising the Lord. He delivers and we praise God. We begin to praise Him. And what happens? We just keep praising Him and He just keeps delivering. He keeps taking us in the right direction. And giving us that hope and help that we need every day of our life. Amen. Boy, we ought to get up with an attitude of gratitude. Every day just praising God for the direction He's taken and the help He has for it, realizing that today is going to be a good day because it's God's day. Amen. Praise the Lord. That we can't get sidetracked in our busy schedules. We can't get sidetracked by what's going on in the world around us. But we stay focused on the good things of God so He can deliver us again. Amen. He goes in verse 29, He said, He maketh a storm a calm so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so He bringeth them out unto their desired haven. Amen. When God delivers us out of our distress, when we cry out to Him, realize He's going to take us to that good place. Amen. He's going to take us to that good place, that place of help, that place of hope, that place of encouragement in our hearts and our lives, that desired haven. And then He says in verse 31, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. God delivers again. And He says, we're just going to raise our hands. So we're going to shout the praise. We're going to give God the glory because He's delivered us out of all our distresses. Amen. I want to ask you this morning, are you in places of distresses? Is they distresses in your life? Is they obstacles that you face there's no way to overcome them? There's no way to get the people that need to be got to. It seems like an impossible task. I want to say this morning, there's a God that delivers. Amen. God will deliver again. If there's somebody, someone in your life, amen, maybe you got situations yourself that you just don't know how to handle. Seems like there's no way out. The distresses are so great. The problems are so big. I want to say, praise God, when we bow the knee We say, oh God, I know that You are God. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Is He God to you? Is He God to you? Is He real?
Amen.
Is He real? Is He real to you? Do you know Him? Do you know that He's real? Do you know that He loves you, that He cares for you, that He is that ever-present help even in a time of distresses? But then what's keeping us from falling on our face before holy, thrice holy God and saying, God, I know that You are God. See, I preached over our Friday night on coming into the presence of the Lord. That's how we get help, is we come into the presence of the Lord. And we say, you know what? I know You're there because I can feel Your presence. Amen. Lord, forgive my sin. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. You enter to the Holy of Holies. And I say, God, I know You hear me. And Lord, You know my distresses. God, You know my situations. Amen. And God, I'm just going to trust You. Peter said, casting all your cares upon Him because He careth for you. He said, Lord, I'm just bringing my cares to You. You know about them already. You know the situation. You know the distresses that we're in. But God, I pray, Heavenly Father, that You'll just deliver again. Oh God, and I want You to deliver again so that I can give You praise and glory and honor and magnify Your name for what You're about to do. Amen. I'm just going to praise You, Lord, for delivering again because I'm trusting You, God, to do that for me, for my family, for these loved ones, for those that's by the wayside, to do again, God, to deliver again, God, like You have in days gone by.